There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Want more NBA insight? Check out the Hardwood Handicappers podcast. Senior NBA analyst Jonathan Von Tobel looks at the angles for the games to determine who's going to play, what kind of situation the team's in. Ton of great opportunities and been in the NBA on a nightly basis during the regular season. Now it's even more fun during the playoffs. Hardwood Handicappers podcast is free and available now. VSiN.com/podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, catch up on every VSiN show as well.
Okay, let's begin this hour talking some NBA. We do have two games on the board tonight, Celtics-Bucks and also Grizzlies-Warriors. The coach, David Thorpe, joins the program now. He's at Coach Thorpe on Twitter, truehoop.com as well. Good to see you again, sir. Thanks for the time. I want to begin with the late game tonight on the West Coast out in San Francisco. And assuming for a second, because Taylor Jenkins doesn't think it looks good for Ja Morant, he said that over the weekend, assuming for a second here that he does not play tonight, do you expect the other players who have really not played well in this series to rally around this with no Ja, if that's going to be the case, and play better in this game four?
Yeah, I don't know that they would necessarily see it as a rally around Ja. They're down 2-1 against a team that's got, you know, such great pedigree. They know that they're in a lot of trouble if they go down 3-1. And these are professional basketball players who, I don't remember the exact stat, but it was some crazy number. At one point, they were like 20-2 this year without Ja, just straight up. I think they relish the opportunity to get more looks, have the ball in their hands more. Some of the playmakers, they get Dylan Brooks back, I believe, tonight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's obviously a guy that's played a lot for them. And they're a team that is very, very confident when their best player is out. So it's not like they're just pretending that they can be really competitive. They know it because they've won so many games without him. And I think we'll see them play really well tonight. They may not win, but I think collectively they'll play well.
I'm very frustrated with this team because I have a future on them to win the West. They can't get, you know, Ja's didn't play well against Minnesota. He said that. He's been great in this series. Bane played well and then has fallen off in this series. Jackson's always in foul trouble. Mm-hmm. Brooks has had a couple horrible games. So they can't get 2-3 guys to have a good game in the same game, you know what I'm saying, get going like they were in the regular season.
You know, I don't disagree with you. I've been critical of them, a little bit anyway, that they just decided we don't need Steven Adams anymore. He's not important to our team. Well, if that's the case, why'd you start him all season?
Mm-hmm.
They made the choice to not play their starting center pretty much at all. And they're just not the same team. Now, I'm not saying this team can't be better than the Steven Adams version, but we didn't see it all season. Not consistently. Obviously, Adams didn't play every minute. They're not the offensive rebounding team they were before. They don't set the same screens they did before. He's one of the best in the league at both. And so they're just a different team. This is not the Memphis Grizzlies we saw all year. It's some other team. And they're pretty good. But I don't know that they're as good as the other team. I think they could have really hurt Golden State on the glass had Adams played. But they made their choice, and they have to live with it now.
Yep. How about another guy that's not playing in the playoffs? Duncan Robinson for the Heat. He's played in 1 minute throughout four games so far. And the Heat are 14 of 65 from three in their last two games on the road. It shifts back now to Miami. But do you have any idea why? Is it defensively? Why is he not playing here?
I mean, there certainly could be an injury that we're not aware of. You would think they would say something, though. And so the only thing I can think about is either he is telling them, guys, I don't think I can make a three consistently. I have something's wrong. Or on defense, which is, you know, it's always kind of been the knock against him, understandably so. But yeah, same kind of thing. But in their mind, compared to Memphis, Miami has other guys that, you know, that's like Max Strus that can do kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess they feel like Strus or whoever, however they're looking at it, brings more of a toughness maybe. But it's a head-scratcher a little bit. He's going to have he'll be involved in a bunch of trade discussions this offseason, I can assure you of that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow. That was a very aggressive James Harden last night, and a different player to guard when he's knocking down threes and he hits six of them. Do you think that'll continue? And if they get that type of Harden, though, they can make a deep postseason run.
Oh, I've been writing about this for a long time now. When we get older, we still have days where we feel great. I'm 3 years away from being 60, amazingly enough. And my dad, and even in his dying last year, had really good days. This is the way our human body works. We're not always anything. Harden typically was healthy and amazing, but not always, just mostly. And it's kind of flipped a little bit where we see it once or twice a series. And this is what I've been writing. And so you better win if you're Philadelphia when he has those games, and they have. Now they've got to find ways to manufacture wins when he isn't as sharp. And this is where, you know, they don't have to rely on James Harden. They have Joel Embiid, which is why I rated them. I thought they had the most potential of any team. I wrote an article about a month ago going into the playoffs that they had the chance. They had a real opportunity to be the best team in the postseason if Harden could do this, you know, twice every five or six games. And then the other guys played well, and I thought they did last night. It was a hell of a game, I thought.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, to your point, you have to take care of your body as well. And I think that's the other thing that's coming back to bite them, right?
You know, I don't know what the data says about guys that play themselves into shape during the season. I'd be interested to see that. But he looks like he's fit now. But, yeah, I mean, he certainly has to. You got to believe there's some kind of tax when you have to work extra hard to get yourself shape in season. But I don't think that's the case now. I just think he's not a young guy. I thought he's gotten by people all playoffs. He just doesn't necessarily have the ability to finish at the rim the way he used to. He's such a brilliant player. He can still smoke guys. He's just not finishing at great. And then, as you said last night, he was making threes too. He had a couple great finishes at the rim, shot well from three. He's definitely motivated as hell. This guy is locked in. And yet these games are great because their opponent's very good too.
Good discussion you had on Twitter, the back and forth. Boston terrified a freak. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about, it's the easiest series to break down. How's Boston going to shoot from three? They were great in game two and then horrible in game one and game three. And then Tatum was 4 of 19. But you saw in game one, fewest points in the paint from a Boston team in the playoffs in 25 years. And fewest made shots in the paint in a playoff game in 5 years. They want no part of Freak and the big guys down low.
Yeah, it's not just Giannis. Milwaukee has played consistently 2 7-footers with Brooke Lopez or, you know, Bobby Portis. What is he, 6'10"? But he's, you know, so they play giant men. Let's put it that way. It's what they do. They give up a lot of threes. They try to dictate a little bit who's shooting them and where they're shooting them, and they try to make it really tough on you in the paint. I think Boston with Brown and Tatum have the size, the big wings that can overcome that to some degree. But they need to make shots. This is something I'll be looking at True Hoop this week, probably, and next week too. Is just that, you know, if your team is shooting well, even not from three, from two, it really is such a difference maker. And they're going to have to do that because Milwaukee is kind of owning that space around the rim.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you expect tonight then? the Celtics bounce back and go back to Boston tied at 2-2, or do you think Milwaukee really takes control of the series?
I mean, I think with Middleton out, Boston does have the better team. And so, the variance of shooting has always been the case as an NBA fan pretty much my whole life. You can outplay a team, but you still got to shoot better typically. Although, let's remember, Brooklyn outshot Boston and lost all four games because of other factors. So, yeah, I think these are two teams that are playing high-level defense. So that shooting variance even has more of an impact because it's so hard to get decent shots. That's where Milwaukee has a big advantage. They're better in transition, mostly because of Giannis. And so Boston's got to get back. They got to protect their rim and force Milwaukee to shoot well and then hope they earn as many good shots and maybe try to ramp up their pace a little bit too and try to catch Milwaukee early on inside before you can let them set their defense. Yep.
You know, something we talk about all the time on this show and on this network, how the others in these playoff series, Coach, will play better. And Charles Barkley talks about this all the time as well on TNT. The others have to play better at home. And we're seeing this now for the Mavericks in this series. I mean, it was a blowout in the first two games at Phoenix. Goes back to Dallas, and like everybody played well for the Mavs. Now we're tied at 2-2. Are they live here to win this thing, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Luka is one of the best players in the world, and it's a huge advantage in a game of 5-on-5 when the one guy on the court is always better than everyone. Although I will tell you, Devin Booker is just a marvelous player. I've grown to love him more and more these last few years. Luka did not shoot great, but Dallas shot so well. But you don't think that's going to – I wouldn't project them to shoot that well on the road. What were they, 19 of 34 with everyone not named Luka? Mm. That's – you're not going to lose many games when you shoot that way. To do that on the road, all of a sudden now you're looking at real contenders. I think they're still – they're a year away or so from getting to that level. But Phoenix has to play better. And yeah. Chris Paul was just not himself. Again, look at the age thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people always call mistakes, oh, that's a rookie mistake. Well, Chris Paul made a bunch of mistakes last night. He ain't no rookie. He could almost have a child that's a rookie. He really has no excuse except this is the game. It's a mistake game. And it's baked into the DNA of the game. And he just looked lethargic last night. And I think we'll see a much more focused Chris Paul in the next game.
90 seconds, Coach. What are your thoughts on the officiating? They're playing a large role in a lot of these games.
You know, I do think they don't do a good job anymore. I don't think it's very easy to predict the charge block calls, not on the straight line drives to the rim, but just in driving period because of all the flopping too. It's hard. But I think the rest of the fouls they're calling are the player's fault. So that's the one area I have a little concern where if you run a guy over, they're calling block way too often, in my opinion. I think these are charges too. When the player just kind of turns and runs over 20 feet from the basket, you're allowed your space as a defender. You just can't get in the way of the offensive player, but the offensive guys are forcing it. Other than that, I think there's a lot of undisciplined defensive players. They're trying to make plays. They're letting the context of the game unravel their discipline. And I blame the players for that. I think it's a huge part of this series. It's a plague. I may write about this too. We're fouling shooters way too often. Make them make tough shots. Yeah. Stop sending the free throw line. It's also bad for the game. I feel the fans who are just tuning in, who wants to see a bunch of free throw shots all the time? I think we have to play smarter defense.
Totally agree. So we can expect to see that all coming up maybe this week at truehoop.com?
Yes, I think I'm going to look into that, yeah.
Very good. As always, thanks for the time, Coach. Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
Well done. You can't have the Academy Awards out there either. The flailing. The Brunson thing. Chris Paul never touched them.
No, it's a terrible combination.
You can't just...
The players acting, begging for every single call, and then the referees the way they call the games. We need some more flow to this basketball.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's the way it's supposed to be played. Up next, some staggering numbers in the NHL, including it's now happened in 12 straight playoff games. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSEN Spring Specials here, only $59. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. Playoffs are here, NBA, NHL. If you want the full experience, the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, betting tools, live video stream whenever you want it. Baseball heating up, cost only $59 to subscribe through July 31st. Sign up now, VSEN.com/subscribe. We got a couple tweets on this, and I couldn't believe it. I went back, and sure enough, it's accurate. Not that I would call anyone a liar, but Colorado to sweep was plus 330.
I can't believe that.
How did I miss that? Oh, God. I give Nashville credit. They hung in there in game two. But then Colorado said, okay, that's enough. We're going to spend.
You know, it was a week ago today when we had Jeff Davis on, who runs the NHL numbers here at Circa.
Yeah.
And he told us he made Colorado an $8 favorite in the series. We never looked for a sweep. That never entered our mind.
Yeah.
Plus 320 on the sweep.
I can't believe it. If you took that, good for you.
Mm.
I mean, certainly as low as 3-1, as high as plus 330. Look at this. You know what I saw? Colorado. Okay, now they moved it. The other day, Nashville was 151 to win the cup. I mean, if you want to talk about missing a zero, they're going to come back, win four in a row, and then win a couple more series. I mean, that's got to be a 2,000-1 Nashville to win the Stanley Cup.
I'm seeing 75-1 to win the series right now.
Yeah,
is that a fair price?
This is the LA Kings, what they did. I mean, these two of these have been blowouts.
Right.
Colorado at Bet Rivers is $1.50 to win a regulation. They are minus $3 to score in the first period.
Oh my God!
You have goal in the first five, plus 155. Goal in the first 10 is minus $2. Now, the scary thing is what happened with Kemper. We took the stick to the eye.
That was very scary.
Oh, I don't think he'll play tonight. The swelling's a problem, but they get him back for the second round. And I guess it shouldn't matter even if they who's playing goal. You could play goal tonight. They'll go back to Rittich too, I think, after that debacle in game one for Nashville. But this is, you try to think and try to, they don't pack it in the NHL. There's no 1-2-3 Cancun in the NHL. Mm-hmm. But it's men against boys here.
It really is.
And what is the gift? What's the prize for Nashville? Well, I guess the pride, you don't want to see a team win on your home ice.
Well, you don't want to lose 8-1. I mean,
You go back. What do you go back to Colorado for game five and get hammered? So, I Colorado, much the best here. You mentioned what Davis made the series price going in, a close 650, and 7-2 and 7-3.
Okay.
Two of the three scores. And how about this? What we've discussed for a little bit on the show today.
Right.
The average goal differential in the first round is 3.22. That would be by far the highest in the opening round since the NHL went to a best of seven in 1987. In 2018, it was 2.53. This is lunacy.
So we're talking about a full, basically, well,
yeah.
almost a goal more.
Yeah.
With the margin of victory. It's a, forget what we know, right? About the Stanley Cup playoffs over the last 30 years.
Absolutely.
The power plays are off, out of control.
They are.
The 4-on-4s, like we talked about earlier, the 5-on-3s happen constantly now in this round. And I guess that was like the big, are they, you know, the big talking point again a week ago was, are they going to call it like the regular season? And so far, it's been a continuation of the regular season. And I mean, these numbers are absolutely out of control.
Here's
another
one. Can't get overtime, can't get close games. I mean,
12 straight third periods now have gone over.
Yes.
A goal and a half.
Yep.
Those are juiced to the gills, but we're getting two plus. I mean, the Leafs game yesterday had five.
Of course, I gave up on it early because it got off to a terrible start. And now it's hot as you know
well,
what.
Well, here's the thing, right?
But it makes sense now with the goalie coming out and all. Right.
This stuff does find, like, you know, water will find its level, the old saying goes. It'll correct itself. But as long as they call the games like they are, is this going to correct itself with the non-overtime games we're getting so far? Are we going to go back to having more one-goal games or overtime? I mean, 15 last year in the first 48 went to overtime. This year we've had two. We've had four one-score games. That's it. And we're a week deep into this thing.
Staggering.
Let me ask you a very important question here from Minnesota. You go back to Marc-Andre Fleury? Or do you say,
I'm surprised by that. Yeah. I'll talk to Kiprios about that. We're not going to see Talbot? Is that
I think you got to go Talbot.
What is this?
I don't know what it is. I really don't know. It's all reputation is what
it
is.
Well, the last goal was soft. That was a vicious beat if he had the under in that game, too.
Yeah, it was.
You get the empty net, no problem. Fleury goes back and he gives up a soft one. They take a penalty. And St. Louis looks like they're just going to play patty cake and then on the power play and they put one in.
They're still $1.35 to win the series.
That's a bizarre series, right? 4-0 St. Louis. Two blowouts by Minnesota. That one was 3-2 late, but then, you know, how about Jordan Bennington? He had lost 9 straight playoff games. They put him in there.
Yeah.
And he finally got the win.
He did.
I don't have a clue. I mean, the Ranger, how about the Ranger Penguin game 3? It's 4-1 Pittsburgh. They chase Igor. The Rangers tie it, and then 7-4 final. Mm-hmm. So three times someone ran off 3 straight goals in that game. And I thought the Rangers were going to win the series. I mean, it is Igor against a third-string goalie. And now their season's on the line tonight, too.
Does he bounce back tonight?
I would think, yes.
He can go out there tonight and, you know, lock him up pretty good, allow one goal or maybe pitch a shutout.
All three games have gone over. You tell me that the Rangers score 4-3 in two of the losses? And I thought the whole series would. But they dominated them in the regular season.
Penguins are $1.70 to win the series right now, DraftKings.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, let me run some of these other prices by you. Hurricanes are $1.30 against Boston.
Yeah. I'm with Brindamore. I didn't understand some of the calls that went against Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that shouldn't have. I thought Ranta had that. But then you challenge it and lose, and then you go right back. Boston goes right back on the power play. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of moxie and guts by the Bruins with guys out to win like that. And remember, we talked about it going into Game 3. It was 5-0 Carolina and outscored them 26-4. So we have a series there.
I would expect a bounce back by the Hurricanes.
I would, yes.
In Game 5 when they go back home.
Oh, tomorrow's juicy. Oh, very. Well, every series
very
is 2-2.
The Leafs are minus 125 to win the series. You trust them?
No.
Neither do I.
No way.
And I did fire on the Lightning minus, or it was pick 'em before Game 3. Lost that one, but came back to bounce back yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Wilder, 135.
I have no clue on that series.
Well, it's
no clue.
Anything can happen there.
No.
The Oilers are minus 250, just right around where it was before the series started.
Game 2, 6-0. Game 3, 8-2. And then you get shut out last night, 4-0. I mean, you figure it out.
And again, shots on goal, Kings 46, Oilers 31.
Yeah.
So evidently they're happy going back to Edmonton, tied 2.
All this is magnified now. All this is big. You know, the screw job in Game 1 where the Rangers should have beat Pittsburgh with the interference call, goaltender interference, which was a bunch of bunk. And then Mike Smith giving away Game 1. That should be all she wrote, too, in Edmonton. But that's, I'll tell you, again, Florida's in trouble, can't score, and Calgary's definitely in trouble.
Well, okay, I was going to run that by you right now. Which favorite do you trust more here? Or which favorite would you actually bet on to win the series? Panthers are minus 135, Flames are minus 120.
I guess I'd have to say Calgary. At least they've been in these games. You think maybe you get some puck luck and finally score.
Uh-huh.
But Dallas plays low-scoring games.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's been destroyed. Well, they had the lead in the third period of game one. But where's the offense? Three goals combined in the two losses.
Isn't that funny how
this
works?
Just got humiliated. Like, that also figures, right? Isn't this funny? How many times was Washington the one seed in a great regular season they would go out early?
Sure, sure.
Huh? Well, guess what? They're the eighth.
But think about it like this. Florida was like this historically great team offensively, right?
Yeah.
And in a playoff, you know, session here that we're getting, we're seeing these ultra high scoring games, and the team that we could bank on in the regular season to score a bunch can't get it done now in the postseason. What the hell is this?
I know. We might look back and say this is a gift. They're down 2-1. They're on the road, and they're still like $1.50 to win the series.
I'm telling you, that game three price was
6-1.
What are we doing here?
They scored the first goal too.
The Capitals were +175, and it's easy to say now because they won. I had to bet that number. And in the game that we have coming up tonight, you can grab +150, maybe a little bit better than that on the Capitals. Now look at that. It's a 25-cent move since the last game. But the way the Panthers have looked, I guess you have to make a pretty decent adjustment.
Sure. You have to trust your veteran leadership and the guys that lead the team and the coaching staff. You win tonight, everything's fine. You get home ice back, and you're a big favorite. But that is, you should not get your ass kicked like that if you're the one seed. That shouldn't happen.
Yep.
But this has been a bizarre NHL playoffs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I am not comfortable tonight laying $1.60 with the Flames.
Oh, that's crazy. That price is crazy.
It's way too high.
They can't score.
Yep. In fact, I might look at Stars and a little bit shorter on the reverse puck line.
How close did you watch the Dallas game? Behind the Dallas bench game.
Oh,
did you saw it? You saw her?
Who am I? Huh? What am I?
That was one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And she knew what she was doing.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. She was on steroids, what I'm saying. And she was, who wears that to a hockey game?
Oh, I've seen it before.
Oh.
Remember that Taylor Stevens?
Yeah.
She did that years ago.
That
where
girl.
She's like, the puppies are going to be barking today.
Oh, they were barking.
Oh, yes, they were.
That girl was beautiful.
I could not wait. Go back to the coach. I want to see the coach again.
Oh, they were
please.
Doing it on purpose.
Oh, they had to.
Who shows a coach that many times?
Well, yes.
She's right behind the bench.
Good direction there that day by the guy in that game.
Wow. The outfit, the assets, drinking a beer, beautiful blonde.
That's Dallas for you.
Hello. And she's with some scrub in it. The guy's got
I didn't even look at him. Never even noticed
him. I know, but it's like, ooh. Yeah.
Up next, Johnny Avella is going to join the show from DraftKings. How many bets did they take on Rich Strike to win the Derby? What was the highest number? And wait until you hear what DK is doing around the NFL schedule this week.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Baseball predictions made brighter. Join the Born in a Ballpark Challenge presented by Blue Moon. Compete free for cash all season in our weekly prediction pools to fight for your share of $62,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Blue Moon now to join the action. Blue Moon made brighter. Got to be 21. DraftKings.com for details.
All right, Johnny Avello joins the program now with DraftKings Sportsbooks across the country, and he was based in Las Vegas for a long time as well and around the horses. So he's a great guy to talk to about the Kentucky Derby. Johnny, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Now, DraftKings is not allowed to actually take bets on horses at this moment, but for a guy who has followed this for a long time, you know plenty of people in horse racing. How many people do you know who had bets on, you know, Rich Strike to win this thing, and what was the highest number out there that you heard or saw somebody actually have on the horse?
You know, that's interesting how many people had this horse, because I didn't talk to a lot of people who used him either in the win place or even in any of their exotics. I called my friend Richie. I figured he would bet Rich. He said, don't even talk to me about it. You know, so he was mad because he didn't have any money on it. I had a guy send me a future book bet that he bet the day of the race. At the Circa, he had Rich Strike at 185-1 for $300. So he cashed. I think he picked up 55 grand. But I just don't know a lot of people. I mean, he was a hard horse to play, guys. If you look at all his previous races, he did have one really good race at Churchill, but it was so slow. He won the race by a lot of lengths, but he was so slow. And he just didn't look like he could compete in a race like this. And the funny part is, when you look at the race, you see this horse picking up all this ground at the end, and you're wondering, well, Epicenter and Zandon are the best two horses in the race. How is he possibly picking up all of this ground on these two horses? And it was amazing. It's a one-in-a-lifetime thing for this horse.
Yeah. The other thing is, three of the four biggest upsets have happened in the last 13 years, all time at the Derby.
Well, there have been some. There was a stretch there, Paulie, where the favorites were winning every year. You know, and so, I guess you can look back and see some of the upsets. I guess you have to go back to 1913 to find an upset that's this big. But, you know, 80-1 shot, the longest horse in the race. He's sitting 18th after, you know, three quarters of the race.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's 15th at the head of the stretch. I mean, really, how does he get there?
Yep.
You watched it reminded me of Minet Bird a little bit. Now, Minet Bird that day had a very wet track, so that was the difference for him. But the track was in perfect shape this day, so it's a phenomenon.
Well, let me ask, so I mean, it was a claiming horse, right, for $30,000. That's what it went for. And then, so was 80-1, all things considered, with the background here, the resume, not a good horse at all, not even in the race until Friday morning. Is 80-1 even a fair number? I mean, by the way, if there was like live in play on the last quarter mile, 80-1 probably would have been 200-1. The horse had no chance.
Yeah, I agree with you. 80-1 was probably a short price in a horse that in a race with 20 horses and him coming out of the last post. So yeah, 80 probably would. But, you know, the Derby gets bet in a way where some of the horses that should be higher priced aren't. In that race, you had Classic Causeway. He was close to 80-1. Tawny Port was 80-1. You know, this horse was, I think he was the highest because he was 80 and 80 cents. But there were other horses in the race with high odds, too, that, you know, were nowhere to be found.
Okay. So we got feedback on this. The way the horse closed, and you're right, like Epicenter, and the guy who's riding Epicenter said, I never even saw the horse coming. I had no idea. I thought I won the race. And so did I, because I was on Epicenter. But how do you think the way Rich Strike closed, like what does that mean moving forward now as he's going to be running for the Triple Crown Preakness, but maybe even like the Belmont, a longer race like that?
I don't think it means much. I think he'll be the longest shot ever for a winner from the Derby into the Preakness. I really don't think the horse is going to be, you know, win any more of the Triple Crown races. There's a chance they may retire the horse after this Triple Crown campaign or after this year. And to be honest with you, I don't expect to see the horse win in another race. So, hey, he had his one good day, and I'm not sure you'll see it again.
So you think after Saturday, this is all going to be about the stud fees for the horse?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Excellent job by you and your traders getting up the NFL numbers on the international games. Mm-hmm. As soon as they were announced, a couple games are trickling out today. We have a week two doubleheader, which we'll mention. They're supposed to announce the Christmas Day games, and then the schedule comes out Thursday. What's the game plan at DraftKings?
Yeah, we're going to go up with all the games on Thursday night. So I'm thinking by around 7 o'clock West Coast time, we should have 256 games up, every game on the schedule. Now, the only team we're not going to put up, guys, is going to be the Browns because too many question marks there.
Okay, so yeah, you're not going to post any of their games at all?
No.
Okay.
We are not.
So at this point, I'm guessing you guys have a set of power ratings attached to all these teams, and then once the schedule is released, you're just going to be like, okay, here we go, bada bing, bada boom, let's knock them out.
That's right. That's how quick we're going to do it. So it'll take a little bit of time because it's so many games to get up on the site, but we're going to knock them out very quickly.
And by the way, you can tune into VSiN Thursday night for betting coverage of the NFL schedule release, week one lines plus every line for the every single game through week 18, updates to win totals as well in futures and more. That's coming up on Thursday night. Did you take many bets at all when you released those numbers on the international games?
Oh, yeah, we always do. You know, I don't recall any game that was that moved too much, but there's always some bets. There's always some people interested in betting games that are farther out.
Okay.
How was the UFC handle and Canelo getting beat in boxing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, very, very good, guys. The UFC handle was great. Great card there. And, you know, nobody saw that Canelo loss coming. So that always works out well for us. But, you know, it wasn't one of those fights where, you know, it's, you know, record-breaking type of handle. It wasn't that type of fight. But we still did well on it overall.
Well, I'm guessing that a bunch of people had Canelo tied into many, many parlay cards with whatever else was going on Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. There was some of that also.
Yeah, and then after the Oliveira news where he missed weight and then wasn't going to be fighting for the title, the way that that number moved, how were people approaching that fight as he was taking on Gaethje?
Yeah, you know, it moved, the number moved, and, you know, some of it was based on us moving it. I think, you know, if you had your mindset on Ben, one of the fighters, you were going to do it either way. And so I would say that it wasn't a real big significant difference. If you were, for the people that were going to play him, they played him.
Yep. One baseball question. Are you guys getting beaten up pretty good on the Dodgers every day?
Oh, yeah. Well, first it was the Yanks and the Mets. Now it's the Dodgers. And this is just typical for a baseball season, guys. But there's going to be teams that are going to have runs and the bettors are going to be on. There's going to be teams that have negative runs and the bettors are going to be against them. It's just part of booking baseball.
Yep. All right, Johnny, thanks for waking up early today. We appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Johnny Avello. And again, the Thursday night show is going to be right here on VSiN, betting coverage of the NFL schedule release, numbers and all the games. How cool is that?
How about this? Week 2, Monday Night Football doubleheader. Games are at the same time.
A Week 2 Monday Night doubleheader.
Tennessee plays Baltimore.
Okay.
Buffalo, excuse me. Tennessee-Buffalo, 4:15 Pacific on ESPN. 5:30 Pacific, the Vikings play the Eagles on ABC.
Was there any reason to this? Or just something new that they're going to tinker with?
I don't know, yeah. I thought they were done with that. And for years we had the Week 1 Monday night doubleheader they got rid of. It's a Monday night doubleheader Week 2. That's
okay,
the 19th.
Well, I got to be honest, I already love that by the NFL with the schedule.
Uh-huh.
2020... You can't tell me that of the NFL scheduling the games, you can't tell me that you weren't a fan of that. We're getting games on Monday afternoon,
awesome.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, that was fantastic.
Woj bomb, Joker MVP.
It's out?
According to Woj.
Wow, okay.
Announcement expected this week. What? He was breaking news 3-4 days in advance now?
Okay.
Okay,
well,
there you go.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Woj, thank you. That actually does have, that means a lot for people with in the sports betting racket,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Did that kid last night in the Mavericks game, was he pissed off at Paul for a bet on the game that he had?
Oh, my God.
Or was that a spoiled kid? I like what Wes R. Reynolds tweeted. That mom has never said no to that kid once in his life.
Yep.
I would agree with that.
I know. That's unfortunate. Ban him. Absolutely.
There's your Woj bomb today.
Oh.
Wow. All right. I did not expect that.
No, absolutely
I
not.
Thought we were going to get Coach of the Year this year, yeah. This week, but not the MVP quite yet. All right, rolling along here. Wait until you hear what Mets players are telling their hitting coach about baseballs. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Hockey playoff time. Every series is tied at 2 tomorrow. Bet Rivers, a special offer through the entire playoffs. Bet 3 same game parlays of $10 or more on each round. Receive a $10 free bet at the conclusion of each round. It's a betting hat trick. Create your ideal combo with same game parlays on the app or at betrivers.com. The menu is awesome. For example, we kicked it around earlier today. Avalanche, $3 to score in the first period today. Mm-hmm. Goal in the first five plus 155. Come on, baby.
$3?
Every game they have that up too.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Go back to the doubleheader.
Okay, yeah. Let's.
They go on at the same time, but they don't start at the same time.
Okay, so we'll go Eastern time now. Again, this is a week two doubleheader. This was just announced in the NFL. Week two, 7:15 p.m. Eastern time, Titans at Bills on ESPN.
Bills 6.5.
I was going to say Bills 5.5, but they are the highest power rated team in football, so it might be 6. Okay. You might be right.
A lot of people will be down on the Titans.
Yeah. 8:30 Eastern time, Vikings at Eagles on ABC. So basically, Titans Bills will be approaching halftime or at halftime. Vikings Eagles will be kicking off. What do you make the Eagles in that game? 2.5?
I'd say 2. I was going to say 2.
Yeah. I say 2.5, maybe 3. I don't know if I can go full field goal or not, though.
Very surprised.
I got to tell you again,
week two doubleheader.
My instant reaction is I absolutely love this by the NFL.
Yep.
But I'm a huge fan of the Monday night doubleheader in general. In fact, I would eliminate Thursday night football and do doubleheader on Monday night every single week.
Can't believe they haven't announced the season opener. They were supposed to do that at the draft, according to reports. We still don't know who's going to. They announced the week two Thursday game is what they did.
Now it makes me think that it's not going to be Bills Rams, because Bills would play Thursday night and then they wouldn't play until the following Monday.
All right. Yeah, it'll be the Broncos then. You think?
Oh, that would be super
Broncos
sexy.
Rams?
Russell Wilson? I would take that in a heartbeat.
All right.
Yep. So some Major League Baseball here. Story in Newsday. Mets hitting coach Eric Chavez says players have told him they suspect Major League Baseball is supplying balls that fly further for national televised games. Last night, Dodgers 7, Cubs 1.
Yeah.
Final score. It's only one of the nationally televised games. A little bit of a different feel to the baseball, going a little bit further in these nationally. They want more runs scored when more eyeballs are going to be on the games.
Sports, baby. It's just truly amazing. The supporting cast in the NBA when the guys are at home compared to the road, night and day. And you just look at the totals. We have sevens in American League games.
We have to figure out, that's part of the handicap, is trying to figure out what kind of baseball they're using in different games. This is absurd.
Yeah, I know. That too. Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore now with in both leagues. But Rockies, Giants, 6.5. How about the Twins with the low-scoring games?
Well, their pitching's been awesome. Paddock's now hurt a little bit, but... Yeah. Yep.
Red Sox can't hit. The exact opposite of what I thought their season was going to look like. Another one, too. Yep, good point. Flexen goes today. They are... they're 1-4 in his starts, but all five have gone under. Every Flexen
They start. Can. Go one day, if you have 10 minutes, just click on like any box score from a Major League Baseball game and take a look at the batting averages from any team. You will see guys peppered in the lineup below 200. Pretty much from every single team.
Don't you get embarrassed? What is it?
It's not the same sport.
How do you not get... They put that up there in the stadium, you know? I mean, that...
Right?
Remember, it used to go on your baseball card.
That was
a big
deal.
Now it's like, you're hitting 220. I mean, you should be ashamed.
It really is.
Hang your head in shame.
So, did you see the Gleyber Torres home run?
Yes.
To right field? Okay, for the Yankees. Like, that was a pitching iron shot. And it goes over.
Yeah.
And that's the ball game. They win. So, short shot. Somehow that ball actually carried out. This is Rangers manager Chris Woodward on that home run after the game.
Small ballpark. That's an easy out in 99% of ballparks. So, the wind wasn't helping today, obviously, but, just 3-1 count. Probably get a, King is one guy that you put him back out there, you're like, okay, he's not going to give up a homer. Just happened to hit it in a little league ballpark, to right field.
It's funny. You can actually go and measure other ballparks and see how deep they are to that part of the field. Some people did. Like, that's a home run in 26 ballparks. That's not a fly ball. It's not caught in 99% of the ballparks. It's a home run actually in 26 of them. People did the math on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
So his gut reaction a little off there.
Yeah. That's good. What did they do here?
I don't even know.
Look at this now. At Camden Yards.
Yeah, and I don't know why it took us so long. It's a month now into the baseball season, but here you go. That's what it looks like now in left field. And the numbers, as you could imagine, on right-handed hitters for the Orioles down now pretty much across the board this year. Which they got some fight in them. They have some pretty decent players in that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the starting pitching for the Orioles, they did have the lowest ERA as of a week ago at home out of every single team in the majors, and they've actually been pretty decent for the last week as well. Not bad.
Yeah.
So eventually they will turn it around. I know the superstar prospect at catcher is supposed to be joining the team pretty soon. He was called up to AAA. But look at that. There's nothing natural about that left field fence. The angles. The ball could be flying. It could hit. Oh, come on. Imagine if it hits perfectly right there on that part of the field where it comes back in the fence. It's going to ricochet back the other way. That's going to be an inside the park job.
Remember the Astros at the pole out there? Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Run up the hill? I mean, ridiculous, some of the stuff people think of.
Yep. And I'll say it one more time today. After last night's win for the Dodgers, 7-1 on the road, this is pretty astonishing, but they have 19 wins. They're 6-0 in May. They've only played in 2 one-run games the entire year. Both of them were losses. So that means, yes, that all 19 wins have been by 2 runs or more. And today, so weird here with the scheduling, but this is what happens on Sunday Night Baseball. They play again today on the road in Pittsburgh. They're traveling from Chicago to Pittsburgh. And it's Urias going today for the Dodgers. They're laying 250 on the run line today, $1.40-ish.
What are your thoughts on the season so far?
I'm kind of with you, buying the Angels.
Sure.
I think...
here come the Astros.
I don't want to write off every other team, but man, that appears like it's going to be... It's 1 month in, but we know the Astros are going to be good.
Yep, 7 in a row now.
And I do believe the Angels are going to be going to be pretty good too.
Mets with a 6-game lead. The rest of that division, yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Braves off
to
a slow start.
Well, Philadelphia stinks.
Yes, they do.
And they have, now that to watch this unfold now, it's a really bad defensive team. Like the corner outfielders that they plug in every single day, it's not good.
Well, the Braves are off to a slow start last year, too. I think the Yankees are going to win the division. I'm confident in that.
Well, you flipped on that now.
But Tampa, here they come again.
Well, that you can never write that
team off. 18-11,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Very concerned about Toronto. The pitching's been great, and you're still only 4 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
And the White Sox finally turning it around. The Twins were the favorites to win the division. Now the White Sox have won six in a row. Pitching's been great of late. And again, I can't get over the NL West. And the Diamondbacks are in action tonight. They're at home against the Marlins. Arizona, number one in ROI. Last place. Game over 500.
Yep.
What a division.
Well, look at, so the Dodgers are 19-7. That's 731 ball. Mm. That is, in fact, the best mark in all of baseball right now. They're a game and a half up on the Padres. That's it. Padres were 28-1 in play yesterday, bottom of the ninth, to win that with a three-run shot in that shot, and that's what they got.
Yeah.
They have 19 wins. San Francisco, they've won a couple straight, but they, you know, they've been up and down.
They won again with Logan Webb. That's 17 in a row regular season.
He wasn't great,
Webb
but
they won that game. Not. It was a 10-7 job, I think.
Yep. They're 16-12 on the year. Mm. Dodgers are 265 to win that division.
God.
They are, I mean, uh-huh. Captain Obvious here. They are awesome yet again this season, as everybody expected.
Mm.
The Brewers are 19-10. Braves took two from them over the weekend.
260 to win the division. Well, it's St. Louis, and that's it, though. No one else can catch them. The only team that could catch them is St. Louis. But they're better than St. Louis.
Yeah. By the way, Adley Rutschman is the kid's name. Yeah, for the Orioles. I don't think I said it. For Baltimore. Okay. He's awesome. I mean, he's like a 24-year-old catching prospect that, you know, mashes the ball. And so he's going to be part of the turnaround for the Orioles eventually when they're good. The Brewers' offense, though, is concerning to me. I don't know. They can go out and score because they get the Reds this week. And Castillo's going today. But they can score, you know, 25 runs in the series against the Reds. And then against better teams, they can score four in a three-game series.
Yeah.
Tough to figure out.
Reds are hot. 2 out of 3. Yeah. How about that? They were favored in two of the games. This historic start to the season.
Well, look 3-22. Playing.
Well, yeah, but it's not like Pittsburgh's. They're 11-15, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about what they think of Pittsburgh, though, with their power rating. The Reds are favored, but that's the other thing. They beat them now 16 of 18 at home, going back. Cincinnati right. home against
that's
Pittsburgh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But to be favored in two of the three games.
Oh, I did add a future bet. Zach Gallen to win the National League Cy Young.
You did?
75-1.
Great numbers.
His numbers are...
They are.
Amazing. Up next, NHL. Nick Kiprios is going to join the program. Former longtime player in the league now with 590 The Fan up in Toronto. Which road team trailing 2-1 is in more trouble heading into tonight?
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.